and if rush mornings filled with stress and no time to even think of making a coffee is your day to day, I'm guessing you have too much to do and too little time before 9 a.m. to get it done. Today I have not one, but three game-changing strategies for smoother mornings as a busy mom. Ever wondered how less could be more? If your debt and clutter piles have grown too tall and your time too short, leaving you caught in the hustle of modern-day motherhood, you're in the right place. I'm Jamie Hansen, your guide on the House to Homemaking podcast to reclaim your time, declutter your life, and embrace your true calling. My mission is to help you reclaim your time, steward your stuff, and craft a simpler, joy-filled life. Together, we'll transform the time you spend serving others into a system to focus on what truly serves your every day. The chaos ends here. Let's turn your house into a haven you can call home. Buckle up and enjoy the show. Hi guys, and welcome back to the House to Homemaking podcast. Today I have three game-changing strategies for smoother mornings as a busy mom. Have you ever struggled to pack a lunch while noticing your kid's top is back to front? And maybe someone's also yelling they can't find the left shoe, right? This has been my scenario so many times. And if rushed mornings filled with stress and no time to even think of making a coffee is your day to day, I'm guessing you have too much to do and too little time before 9 a.m. to get it done. Today I have not one, but three game-changing strategies for smoother mornings as a busy mom. This is your guide to stress-free starts. And imagine this, it's a weekday morning, you're a busy mom with a tight schedule, and you're about to face the onslaught of another chaotic start to the day. Picture a different scenario, one where everything is organized, lunches are prepared, and the morning rush is smoothly handled. It sounds like a dream, right? Well, it is achievable. You know it, I know it, and I am going to talk you through how motherhood is a beautiful journey and is filled with its share of chaos for sure. One of the most challenging parts of the day for any mom can be the mornings. They can be unpredictable, they can be rushed, and occasionally they can also be a little bit messy. However, with proper planning and a few strategic changes to your routine, which you know I love by now, you can transform your mornings with three actionable strategies that will make your busy mornings so much smoother. And I want to start off with kind of understanding the importance of a smooth mornings, because mornings are the launching pad for the rest of your day. They set the tone for your productivity, they set the tone for your mood, and truly they set the tone for your overall well-being. Whether you're a working mom or a stay-at-home mom or a work-from-home mom like me, your morning routine affects not just you, but it also affects your family's day. So therefore, eliminating as much stress as possible from your morning alone can have a ripple effect on your entire day and leading to a more balanced and content life, which is just what we love, right? The first step in this journey towards an organized morning routine or organized mornings is visualizing the process. And as always, you have to trust that I don't talk about things for no reason here. This is not some fluffy fluff stuff, but in fact, whether you are the type of mom who could relate to this particular visualization, stick with me. I am not, but I'm going to work through this later on in the episode. So for example, I want you to picture a mom just like you sorting out her kids' clothes into different sections, each labeled for the days of the week. Okay, this visual representation is such a powerful tool to help you understand and implement organizational strategies to ease your morning stress. So these three strategies that we are discussing today are designed to eliminate stress and save time in your mornings. And why they work is because they're going to involve organizing your children's clothing for the week, preparing lunches the night before, and keeping essentials by the door. Each one of these strategies aims to reduce decision fatigue. They streamline your morning routine, and what's more, they also offer the opportunities for you to involve your children in the process, which help to foster their independence and teaching them some really valuable skills. So the first one is going to be involving your children in the process, and I'm going to talk about what each one of these look like in a minute, but I want to give you a good overview. First, involving your children in these strategies not only eases your workload, which is always a bonus, but also encourages them to be more independent. It allows them to have a say in the daily routines, which can make them more cooperative and less likely to resist. So it also teaches them the value of planning and organization, skills that will serve them well in the future. Okay, the next one is a really good benefit of these are self-care for us moms, because as a mom, it's easy to forget about your own needs, and I do talk about this in quite a few episodes already. So go back and have a listen, but it's easy to forget about your own needs in the rush of taking care of everyone else. It doesn't have to be this way. However, self-care in this sense is crucial. So by implementing these strategies, you'll create more space in your morning for yourself. This could mean having a few extra minutes to enjoy a coffee, to meditate, to read your Bible, or simply breathe before the day's demands kick in. And like I said in the intro, perhaps you don't even have time to make yourself a coffee. And this can be quite a common thing. You might not drink coffee, but there are several things that we could do to fill our own cup up that we simply don't have the time for, or don't feel like we have the time for. And it doesn't have to be that way. So expect this episode to be your go-to resource for making your mornings less stressful, with practical advice and actionable tips coming up. As always, it will equip you with the tools you need to tackle your mornings with confidence and with ease from now on. So the three strategies again are organizing your kids' clothes for the week, planning your children's outfits for the week on a Sunday can save you precious time in the mornings and reduce the stress of last minute decisions. This strategy involves taking into account the weather forecast and your children's activities for the week, and then laying out their outfits accordingly. The second strategy is preparing the lunches the night before. I'm a huge proponent of this one, because preparing lunches the night before can simplify your morning routine and ensure your kids have healthy meals for the day. Sometimes you can even prep for more than a day in advance, but play around with it and see what works for you. So it involves, yes, planning the week's lunches in advance, shopping for all the necessary ingredients, and then packing the lunches the night before. It can be that simple. If you're not doing it, give it a try. So the last one, keeping essentials by the doors, creating a designated area near the door for essential items. This one can prevent last-minute scrambles, okay, to find the missing shoe or school bag. This strategy involves organizing space to ensure everything your kids need to take to school or daycare is easily accessible. So I want to go through these strategies in depth, and we're going to start with number one, of course, strategically organizing your kids' clothes for the week. And one of the most effective ways to streamline your morning routine is to plan out your children's outfits for the entire week ahead of time. Yes, it might sound ambitious or it might sound time consuming, but trust me, it can be a real game changer, and it's actually takes a lot less time than doing it on the daily, okay? This process involves looking at the weather forecast, like I mentioned, considering your children's activities for the week, and then selecting appropriate clothes accordingly. Okay, now I might hear you thinking here, but the weather can be so unpredictable. Well, you're right. And that's where layering comes into play. For instance, if you live somewhere with fluctuating weather, like us here in the UK, we can get five seasons in a day. Having a layering strategy can be a lifesaver. Okay, always keep a sweatshirt or jacket ready, even on days when the weather seems mild. It's really not that big of an extra step. In a more relatable scenario that we've been through in this household, whether that is me, or done by me, or my children, if I've sent them up to get dressed themselves, and this was definitely the case before we decluttered 80% of our things, used to go like rushing in the morning, and whether it was me or them opening a closet and being overwhelmed by choices, and then the minutes just ticking away as you stand there deciding what to wear. Our children can experience the same type of decision paralysis. By selecting outfits in advance, we eliminate completely this unnecessary stress from our mornings. So including your child in this process doesn't have to be difficult. This not only makes them feel involved, but also cultivates a sense of responsibility, which is so important at any age. They can help pick out their clothing, accessories, or even arrange them in their wardrobes. This way, everything is ready to go in the morning, from socks to hair accessories. And remember, it's not just about your children. You should also plan your outfits for the week. As moms, we tend to put ourselves last, but reducing our own decision fatigue or our own decision paralysis can make mornings smoother for everyone. So a bit about organizing our clothes for the week. So I want to talk about the main idea behind organizing your clothes for the week, and it is to preempt the inevitable morning indecisiveness, which often leads to chaos. And by selecting and setting aside outfits for each day during the weekend, you bypass the morning decision fatigue and save a lot of precious time. Plus, it also gives your kids a sense of preparedness as they start the day. Organizing your kids' clothes for the entire week sound like adulting tasks to some, but it's a one-time effort that reaps benefits all week long. So that's kind of the concept that I want to have come across here. And number one, it will remove the stress of last minute outfit decision. It will 2, save time, and 3, help your kids become more independent as they can dress themselves without needing your help. If they also don't know kind of what to grab, I've had a few occasions before I tried this and put the actual clothes out for them that I just expected them to be able to go into the wardrobe, especially when they are just a few years old, and pick the clothes out themselves. I'm like, how hard can it be to see a top and a trouser? And inevitably they might come out with mismatched socks or like a pair of trousers that's absolutely not suitable for winter, or they'll put a fleecy jumper on when it's 30 degrees outside, or even a pajama top. Okay, I don't know if I'm the only one who's been there, but pajama tops, just if you have a toddler, they'll insist that that's what they can wear to daycare. So the fourth benefit is that it also reduces the chances of morning disputes over clothing choices, leading to a much more harmonious start to the day, which is my personal favorite benefit. Again, I currently have a 3.5-year-old, so this is kind of common to me at the moment, or like something that we've been through over the past year or two, where disputes can happen over their clothes, what you think they should wear, whether what they want to wear. And I will always allow my child pretty much to decide what they want to wear, unless it's not appropriate for the day, unless it'll end up being too hot or too cold, or we're going somewhere which requires, you know, a different, more sturdy trousers because we're going for walks in the woods and I know everyone will be throwing themselves into the leaves. These kind of things are something that children often don't take into account. So putting an outfit together for those activities and for what you have planned for the day, dependent on the weather, that they can then put on can just take out so much of these disputes and make your mornings so much more harmonious. The second strategy, okay, is preparing lunches the night before. And I do have quite a few things to say about this, but it's another significant stressor in the morning, making lunches. However, this can be easily resolved by preparing them the night before, or it might seem like a small change, but the difference it makes in your morning routine can be enormous. It's kind of the whole concept of not leaving things until the last minute, or getting into the habit of having a daily routine, or if something takes a minute or less to do it then and immediately and not pushing it off, because that next minute is probably never going to come, just like some days not a date in the calendar, right? If something takes less than a minute to do, I said, well, yeah, your lunches, just packing it the night before, might take a minute to some, but depending on what you do, it'll still only take a couple of minutes. And I find that doing it the night before, whether that is after my children have gone to bed or even during dinner prep, they're usually occupied elsewhere or they keep popping in and out of the kitchen. But when I'm trying to do it in the morning, there are so many other tasks that have to be done within that time limit to get herself ready and out for the day, that the 5 minutes would have taken the night before all of a sudden turns into like 15, 20 minutes of back and forth between lots of tiny tasks. It's that divided attention that we can kind of save during this time of packing our lunches the night before. I hope that makes sense. So to illustrate that point, because within the morning chaos with one child needing help getting ready and another upset by the hairstyle, taking the time to prepare lunches can feel like such an uphill task. So prepping the night before means that you can calmly assemble the nutritious meal without the added pressure of the rest of the morning's rush. Okay, when you make lunches at night, it's usually more of a relaxed process, especially once this becomes your habit. So you can take your time, listen to your favorite podcast or music, and ensure everything is packed right. In the morning, all you have to do is grab the lunch boxes from the fridge, add an ice pack if that's what you do, and they're ready to go. This strategy doesn't just make your mornings less hectic, it also ensures your children have well thought out and healthy meals instead of hastily assembled ones, or you're kind of waking up that morning expecting there to be like an orange and someone ate it the night before bed and there's none. So earlier I mentioned that packing lunches in the morning kind of adds to the last minute tasks that you are creating for yourself, last minute lunch preparation in this case. And by shifting this task to the night before and storing them in the fridge, you're not only ensuring healthy meals for your kids, but you're also freeing up a huge chunk of your morning time, a valuable, no doubt, chunk of your morning time, which also gives you the flexibility to prepare other diverse and nutritious meals without feeling rushed. And I want to talk a little bit about the impact of this can have, because preparing your lunches the day before is not only a time saver, but also a health enhancer. With more time on your hands, you'll be able to focus on creating balanced and nutritious meals for your kids, if that is something that you are wanting to do more of. And plus, you can engage your kids in the meal preparation process. You can teach them about healthy eating habits, giving them a sense of responsibility. Again, this can be a fun bonding activity that also helps to reduce your workload, because it's, I'd say, at least in my household, that when we try to go through the mornings and doing this, I actually do not want to have the children in the space trying to help out and do these things. And I'm definitely not in a space of teaching them about healthy eating habits at this time either. And even though it might give them a sense of responsibility, unless I've had like my coffee and some time beforehand, it's just not the time. But doing this at night is making it so much more manageable, and it's actually creating this as a possibility. So strategy number three, like I said, is keeping essentials by the door. How many times have you been ready to leave the house only to find that someone is missing a shoe? Like I mentioned in my intro, it's not the first time that's happened in my household. Or there's a last minute scramble to find a backpack or an important document. By keeping all the essentials by the door, you can eliminate these stressful scenarios once and for all, creating a designated space near your entrance for all the items your family needs to carry out the door each day. This includes shoes, jackets, backpacks, work bags, any paperwork or homework that needs to be returned to school or daycare. This way, everything is in one place, ready to be grabbed on the way out. Involve your kids again in maintaining this space. Teach them to check if their backpack has everything they need for the next day. They should know to place the shoes on the designated mat once they're done using them, for example. This not only keeps your home organized, but it also instills, again, a sense of responsibility in your children. And that is what I've struggled personally previously in my journey here, which is why it's important to me now, and that's why I share this with you. So one of the most effective strategies for the smooth morning routine, again, is keeping everything that is essential to you by the door. So this list is not extensive, but it does include your most used, frequently lost items like shoes, backpacks, important documents or items that need to be taken to school or work. It's a simple practice, but it can prevent those stressful last-minute scrambles for these forgotten items. And there's some magic in doing this, okay? Keeping your essentials by the door is a simple, but it's such an effective habit that can significantly reduce morning chaos. It's easy to forget things in the morning rush, and with these three strategies, I'm hoping to also help you eliminate rush from the morning rush and just have morning left, right? By creating a dedicated space near the door for these items, you can ensure nothing is forgotten. This strategy also teaches the kids about the importance of responsibility, yes, but of organization. And with that, I want to make a note on just what embracing the power of preparation does here. These strategies all involve around one key principle, and that is, of course, preparation. By spending a little time preparing for the next day, you can transform your mornings from a source of stress to a source of calm. Preparation gives you more control over your time, and it allows you to start your day on a positive note. And furthermore, it serves as a great example for your kids. It teaches them the value of planning and organization. I hope you're motivated and ready to start adopting these game-changing strategies. They're not only life-changing to your morning routine, but they're so simple and can help busy moms like you navigate through the morning rush with less stress and more ease. So incorporating these strategies into your routine can transform your morning from chaotic to calm. A little bit of preparation and organization can make a world of a difference, giving you a stress-free start to your day, and it leaves you feeling more in control. Remember, as a busy mom, your mornings set the tone for the rest of the day, so why not start it on a high note? The goal here is not just to make your morning smoother, but also to cultivate a more organized, less chaotic lifestyle for your entire family. And it starts with you. These strategies may seem simple, but their impact can be profound. Try implementing them consistently, please, and experience the difference they make in your daily routine. So, with these three strategies, you can turn your hectic mornings into smooth, stress-free experiences. Not only will these tips save you time and reduce stress, but they'll also set the tone for a productive and harmonious day. So try these strategies for a couple of weeks and see the difference they can make in your daily routine. Remember, a smooth morning leads to a smooth day and ultimately a smoother life. So if you want to start somewhere, start here. organize your kids' clothes for the week, prepare your lunches the night before, and keep all your essentials by the door. So if you enjoy this podcast, I hope you can take a moment today to support me by just heading into the Apple Podcast or wherever you listen to this and leave a 5-star review, and just a written review take 30 seconds of your time, and I will appreciate it so much. It will help me more than you ever know. It's your way to give back, and I can keep producing free content for you as I settle into the groove of this podcast. Make sure you follow along House to Homemaking, and I'll see you in the next episode.